Philly's ESPN PX. From Scout City, here's Jeremy Green.
Jeremy Green.
Hello! And welcome to the weekly edition of ESPN Football Today. Pod Vader, I told a lie. I said my feet would be in the sand when we did it. It ain't happening. Pod, we got some bad weather rolling in. I was supposed to come back from Aruba on Friday, but Mother Nature had her way, and I had to get back by Saturday, and I didn't want to take the chance. So, I am in Connecticut today, and believe me, the weather sucks outside.
Was it nicer in Aruba?
It was nice. It was sunny. The beach was white. The sand was blue. And as Dwight Clark would say,
I'm telling you, man, you got to keep your head on a swivel down here.
What'd you say, Hines Ward?
I always keep my head on a swivel.
That's what I'm saying. Pod, how are you?
You sound Obama fired up.
Oh. Are you fired up?
They told me not to be Obama fired up today. You know, I was on Facebook and they were like, don't be Obama fired up. You know, you kind of came back early and blah, blah, blah. But I'm pretty Obama fired up. I'm pretty.
Are you fired up?
I know this. I'm not as bored as Pete Carroll in being in Seattle.
I am so fired up.
That just made me want to go to sleep. Maybe Jim Moore Jr. is finding a better look.
Fired up.
Matt Williamson's on the phone with us. That was the other voice you heard.
That guy chimed in earlier.
That guy who asked about Aruba.
M-dub-dub-dub.
I want to hear more about Aruba.
Hey, well, you know, we're not going to talk about it. It was a solo trip, so, you know, we're not going to talk about it.
Back to Aruba, stays in Aruba.
We're not going to talk about it on this podcast. There are pictures. I filed them, and they are in a safe deposit box, not to be seen anytime soon.
Have a great day.
But you know what? I was going to stay in Aruba, and I was going to come back and do this. I was like, you know what, JG? The weather sucks. It's kind of bad, and maybe you don't want to come back, and maybe you just will blow off the money today. But Antonio Freeman taught me a good lesson.
Get that money, man.
So, Antonio Freeman, thanks to you, I'm back. Let's kick it off with the Quick Slants.
Quick Slants.
We got quite a few.
It's been a while.
We will start, though, with LaDainian Tomlinson, who was emotional after his release from the San Diego Chargers. This happened yesterday in a press conference. He talked about it. He's excited for his future. The star running back says he wasn't given a reason why the Chargers released him on Monday. However, he did mention there was one team he said he would not play for, and here it is.
The Raiders are pretty set in the backfield, but even if they weren't, I wouldn't become a Raider.
He did not say the New England Patriots, and I have a uniform waiting for
me. Well, he didn't say, I'm not playing in New England, I'm not playing in Green Bay, I'm not playing in Minnesota. He only said one team. Matt, I don't know how you feel. I feel right now, and you give me your take, I love him in a Houston Texans uniform. They got a playoff vibe. He's a playoff kind of guy. He's a team kind of guy. I don't know if he fits the one cut concept, but it's Matt Schaub. It's Andre Johnson. It's LT. Give me playoffs in 2010, Houston.
You know what? I think he's done. I mean, I really think he's done. I said that a year ago, honestly.
I set that up, and he shot it down.
No, I didn't. Because for 365 days now, I've been saying LT is done. I wanted him to hang it up this time last year. I thought San Diego should have cut him. But there's one team that I can kind of tolerate, and that's Houston. Because we've talked about it in this podcast a lot, that their missing ingredient isn't, boy, they need a defensive end, or boy, they need a safety. I mean, they could do some things, but what they need is, like you said so well, was Darren Sharper. They need
that guy,
the veteran leader that knows what to do behind the scenes, in the locker room, at practice every day. And, you know, you look at their stars, they're all very, very young. Mario Williams, Andre Johnson, they've never won a thing. LT doesn't have a ring, but he knows how to succeed in this league. And that move I would approve, although I do think he's done. And it wouldn't shock me if he didn't even make the team, because I don't think he's a very good football player anymore.
But
I like that fit.
That guy.
He could be.
Mad Mike, they need that guy.
Don't you?
That is your guy. Go get him.
Don't you think his skill set, though, is perfect for a pass-first type offense?
Man.
I know I bring up the Patriots,
yeah,
but what about
pass-first?
But what about teams like the Bears with Mike Martz? I know Mike Martz doesn't like the running back, but he could fit in that sort of system.
I think he used to. I mean, look at his receptions this year.
Jay, Matt
fell off the planet.
Jay, Matt, follow me. He fits 15 teams. He goes a lot of different places. I disagree with Matt. I think he does have a little air left in the tires. He goes places. He makes people better.
I don't think he's a 1,000-yard back again,
no.
But I think catching the ball out of the backfield is where his strong suit is right now.
Let's compare to this. Is he a better player? And this is the example I'm going to use because this guy fell off the map. Is he better than Edgerrin James when he fell off the map? Yes, he is as a runner. I believe it.
I think he's similar. I think he's Emmett
he's
in
better.
Arizona.
He's a better runner.
I think he's Emmett in Arizona. I think he's Edge in Arizona. Yeah, he has no big playability anymore. There's a reason that San Diego didn't utilize him much in the passing game this past year because he doesn't create space. He doesn't kill linebackers like he used to.
And that's why, you know what, that's why we love to have this podcast because we agree to disagree. And I, you know what? And I don't want to see Emmett. And I don't want to see LT in Cleveland. And I don't need to see him. I don't need to see him in Jayville, and I don't need to see him in Kansas City. There are a few select places I would like to see him. Houston. 713, get over the top right now.
Well,
get it done.
Well, let's get to the next guy who I think is a better fit in Houston.
Quick slants.
Brian Westbrook says he is not planning on retiring. Here's what he had to say in an interview with 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia.
I talked to my agent yesterday, and he said, you know, 3 or 4 teams have already called just yesterday after the Eagles announced it. So my plan is to continue to play. I'm going to put all my effort into doing that, and I will make a return to the NFL. It just will not be with the Philadelphia Eagles, of course.
Well, he's a pretty good fit in the 858. So, as LaDainian's replacement, how do you like Brian Westbrook in the Bolt uniform?
Well, I'm not going to say that he's done. I think he's a better football player today than LaDainian Tomlinson is. I think he's got more juice in the tank. But with him, it's going to come down to the medical, though. I mean, my doc really needs to check out his noggin, his ankle, everything, and say, yeah, we trust him to stay healthy. He's had an awful lot of injuries. I mean, that's the biggest thing that worries me because he's not going to be as elusive as he used to. He's not going to be as explosive as he used to, and you get that. So he's going to take more hits than ever, and injuries have been a concern all the way along. So that worries me, but I guess I could live with San Diego, although I think they need more of a power guy to go with Sproles. The fit that I really like is Minnesota. Go back with Childress. You know, let's win right now. Teach Peterson how to hold on to the football. Be a third down guy, spell Peterson. You know Chester Taylor's leaving, and let's make a run at this thing.
So we're going to pay Brian Westbrook instead of Chester Taylor, and he gets us over the top.
But I think Chester Taylor's going to be a lot more expensive.
Brian Westbrook gets us over the top more than Chester Taylor.
No, I would much rather have Chester Taylor, but if I was San Diego...
See, this is where my dilemma is, and I can't look at it from teams that are already there or going to be there. I can't give them Patriots uniforms are going to be in the mix. I'm saying, Brian Westbrook, go get a Houston Uni! It's Matt Schaub! It's Andre Johnson! It's whatever back wants to go! Take me to the promised land!
I could live with him in Houston, too, for all the same reasons I mentioned with Tomlinson, except that he's a better player, and he's a better fit right now in the passing game to me than Tomlinson. I think Chester Taylor is a Charger. That's a guy I would go after if I were them. I mean, of all these available backs, he's the one I want.
I'm going to say this about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say
you
this.
You knew it was coming.
About that.
Houston, you got running back central right now, man. It's there for the taking, Houston. I don't know if it's LT. I don't know if it's Brian Westbrook. I don't even know if it's who you got, man. But I know this. When you put Matt Schaub with Andre Johnson, M-Dub, and you put it back in the backfield, you got a chance.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I think they are very running back starved. I'm not sure who the guy is. I mean, maybe you trade up and get C.J. Spiller, you know, getting one more dynamic weapon. They do need to add somebody, and they are very close. I'm just not real sold on Westbrook and especially Tomlinson. But for them, I like the fits more so than just about any other
team. All right, we're going to free agency in a little bit. Let's move on, Pod Vader.
Quick slants.
Josh Cribbs to meet with Browns in Indianapolis starting tonight in hopes of hammering out a new deal by the end of the week.
Well, hey, Matt, maybe we'll have a little St. Elmo's, little have a little shrimp cocktail at St. Elmo's.
Yeah. What do you think? Get it done. That should have been a year ago.
They should get that done. They've got to get that deal done. I, again, and Pod, you and I have talked about this, and I know you're not. Huge.
I'm not a huge Josh Cribbs fan.
You're not,
as a pure wide receiver.
They just,
no, I'm not either.
I'm not either, but they just don't have a lot going on offensively.
But you want them on your football team. You don't want to play against them.
You don't. It's not that you don't even want to play against them. You just don't want to play without them.
Right.
They just don't have there's just not many points without them right now.
I don't even love them playing offense that much. But just let them return kicks.
Do anything.
Run down, make tackles. You know, get on the field for 10 offensive plays. You should be able to do better at the wide receiver than Josh Cribbs.
A bad football team can't be better without Josh Cribbs, period.
Right,
moving on.
Right. They have to keep him. Mike Holmgren has to do it to give himself instant credibility, although he's obviously a very credible human being in this, you know, in this
absolutely
league.
Absolutely.
But Cribbs is looking that.
Cribbs is looking for number one receiver money, and he's not going to get that.
No, he's not that valuable.
He ain't going to get it, man. Meet halfway. All I know is if Cleveland lines up without Josh Cribbs, they're a worse football team. Then
there's no excuse for it.
They were in 09. Period. Take that, Ben Chandler.
Quick slants.
The NFL has proposed blood testing its players for human growth hormone. The NFL Players Association, which would have to ratify the change for the testing to be put into effect, opposes the proposal, saying that players should not be subjected to blood testing. The league currently has HGH on its list of banned performance-enhancing substances, but does not test for it. If it were to receive the union's approval, blood testing for HGH could go into effect as soon as next season. There was a recent test done in England. A rugby player turned up positive for HGH in his blood, which is why this HGH story is hot right now.
Matt?
A rugby player did human growth hormones? Why is that relevant? I don't know. Whatever.
Well, because he was found out through a blood test.
I see. That's the issue, is taking blood versus taking it.
What I love about you, M-Dub, you just know when to say next, Quickslam.
Yeah. Let's not open this can of worms.
That's what
I like the game
as love
it
about
is
you, brother.
Hey, I like McGuire instead of hitting homers.
NFL extends Roger Goodell's contract through 2015. Goodell's compensation will remain the same, according to Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank.
I like some of the things that he's done, Matt. I don't like some of the things that he's done. I don't like getting called to the principal's office every 2 seconds. I do think that he's cleaned up the league a little bit. So I think there's been some positives. I think there's been some negatives. But ultimately, his tenure is going to come down to what comes down in free agency, what comes down with the collective bargaining agreement. I mean, that's his tenure.
Yeah, right. Talk to me in a year, and I'll tell you if he's a good commissioner or not. You know, if you and I are sitting here talking about golf or hockey or, you know what I mean?
Goal! Soccer!
Horse racing, curling, then I'm not going to be a real big Roger Goodell fan.
Well, that brings us to our next quick slant.
Quick slants.
NFLPA Director Damora Smith says in a memo to players, agents, that it's likely there will be no CBA or no CBA will be reached in the upcoming season, will be played without a salary cap, which the players are against.
Well, Jeremy Green coming to you live from NASCAR. Can we all agree on this? If there is no if there's no CBA and there is no salary cap, I am in a personal belief that there will never be one again. Pod.
Well, here's the thing. I go back to what the former NFLPA said.
Because the NFL's not going away.
He said if there was no salary cap, there would never be one again. However, the NFLPA seems to have flip-flopped now. Okay. Because they're worried about the amount of money in the revenue sharing. And they believe the salary cap with a minimum cap is what is going help with the revenue share.
So they believe that people will watch garbage.
I don't know.
Is that
the NFLPA seems to want the salary cap. The NFL owners seem to not want it now.
Okay, well, we're going to flip-flop. I mean, again, if there is, if we get to the point where there is no salary cap and they think they can just put on garbage and people are going to watch it, it is the NFL, but I don't know. I don't know where I'm at with that.
My worry is the minimum. I mean, that's kind of my thing is maybe it's because I grew up as a Pittsburgh Pirates fan that I could see the Bengals or, you know, the Raiders are already talking about getting rid of Nnamdi Asamoah and getting, you know, cleaning house. And there's just so many organizations that could go in the tank and just still make so much money.
Right.
That's what worries me is that, you know, there isn't the minimum.
Well, why'd you bring up Nnamdi?
We'll get to that story.
Because why do you?
He's in the news.
He's in the
Why
news,
is he
man.
Bringing up Nnamdi?
You'll they see. Didn't mention it on the beach, dude. There's big news. Nnamdi might be on the move.
Oh, I know. I don't even want to bring up Nnamdi. I want to bring up guys like False Hall. Social single. How many contracts can you get being back? D'Angelo Falls Hall, and I didn't nickname you that. Ocho Cinco did. Go.
We'll get to Nnamdi shortly.
Quick slants.
Let's go franchising first, or lack of franchising. The Panthers have decided to let Julius Peppers go. He will not get the franchise tag. Had the Panthers opted to tag Peppers, it would have cost them $21.4 million, about $1.3 million per game, which they deemed too pricey.
Well, I don't know that they got the most that they could get at him out of franchising him last year. I mean, he doesn't want to be there. They don't want him. It's a bad relationship. I don't like to see him let him walk, but from the team standpoint, and I'm pro player, but from the team standpoint, if he doesn't want to be there and he's not going to play to the franchise tag, then what do I do?
Yeah, I get that, but I mean,
and I'm pro
it's a
player.
Long time
you know you actually, I'm pro player.
Well, it's a long time until you actually have to give him any dollars, and it's a long time until you play any football with him. Can't you franchise him this week?
And
call the Patriots
him.
And say, give me a third-round pick?
I would agree 100%. I'm
you know,
with you.
Give someone the best deal
you.
In town.
That was going to be my counterpoint, and you brought it up. My counterpoint would be to franchise him and trade him for less.
Yeah. I mean, if he's worth two firsts, give me a third-rounder. It's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
The Saints have decided to not franchise Darren Sharper, and he told NFL.com that he's puzzled by the lack of a franchise.
Well, I don't know, Matt. I think they can get him back.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the logic of not franchising him is.
I don't agree either, but I don't think that means they don't want him.
Right.
I don't think this is one of those ones where we're not franchising you, go away.
But once again, if you franchise him, you at least keep him from talking to other teams.
Right.
You know, you just buy yourself time. Once again, you're not paying him any money until week one. I don't understand why you wouldn't do it.
But it's not go away Darren Sharper, right?
No, I agree. I think he'll be a Saint. I think he wants to go there. They want him, much like Reggie Bush there. They're great fits for one another.
They just fit.
But I just don't understand why you don't do it. It just leaves the door open for someone to say, hey, you want to be a Viking?
Like,
you know, or whoever.
Like Forrest Gump said in Forrest Gump, it's like peas and carrots.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Stupid is stupid does. Darren Sharper's just a fit in New Orleans, like peas and carrots.
The Texans will not put the franchise tag on Dunta Robinson.
Well,
does this go away?
He hasn't played to it.
Yeah.
I mean, Darren Sharper, I could at least say they want him back. I don't even know that the Texans want him back.
Yeah, I think they're just looking at him like, you're a problem child and you're not that good. You know, and you're not playing like a first-round corner. Certainly not playing like a franchise corner type money. Yeah, I just think it is go away. You know, you're a good player, you're not that good.
I don't even want him.
Yeah.
All right, moving to the next player. The Steelers are ready to franchise Casey Hampton.
There's news here.
Yes.
News out of the bird.
Matt Williamson sent me a story that they've got a long-term deal ready to go.
Three-year deal.
I'm shocked because he's not even close to the same player he's been.
No, but, and I've answered this question 4 bazillion times on local radio. There's half the teams now play 3-4, and I bet you can only name 8 nose tackles on the planet that you want to be your starting nose tackle. You know, you just got to do the math. Steelers are a contender. You can't let them go. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to draft Dan Williams or Cody in the first round and, you know, let them learn a completely new technique while you can't stop the run? He's not the same player. I worry that he'll get even fatter. You know, now he's signed the deal.
So
that's
even
why
though you're supporting the move, you're not really supporting the move.
That's why I love the franchise thing. I've been saying that all year. Franchise them, keep them hungry, literally, for a year. See what happens again. Especially if you sit out all next year. He might be fourth one.
I love it, man. That was like, I love him, but he's just going to get fat.
He's going to get huge. But, you know, in those tackles, only play two downs. He doesn't play that many snaps. They play so much nickel. He might play at this level for three more years, you know.
Go, Pop.
The Seahawks put the
that was great.
The Seahawks put the franchise tag on kicker Olindo Mare.
Next.
What is that all about?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why do you franchise Olindo Mare? I mean,
next.
Seriously.
Yeah.
The Raiders have put the franchise tag on Richard Seymour.
Well,
I'm sure he's thrilled with that.
Hey, but Matt, they had to put it on him. They traded for him. They gave up picks.
They're going to give up a top five pick in the 2011 draft for Richard Seymour. You can't just let him walk after 1 year after going 5-11.
That is a lock.
They're,
I mean,
they're unbelievable.
I mean, when we talk about tags and Linda Mara getting a tag and we laugh about it and Casey Hampton getting a tag or shouldn't he get a tag and they had to put a tag on Seymour after trading for him.
Had to.
He's going to make $12.398 million, by the way.
They had no...
Doesn't matter.
You know what? Don't matter. Doesn't matter. Had no... It's a had no choice. It's a new one. HNC. Had no choice. Here at ESPN.
And he's still a good player, but he's not a good fit in the 4-3.
Well,
you know, they're setting records for kicking specialists, giving them contract after contract. What are they doing?
Had no choice after the trade.
We got more on the Raiders coming up. Packers put the franchise tag on defensive tackle Ryan Pickett.
Same nose tackle conversation. Just not enough of them.
The 49ers franchise nose tackle Abreu Franklin.
Ditto.
Wait. Does Ryan Pickett make $7 million next year?
That's a little crazy.
That's the DT
is
franchise
Is Ryan
tag.
Pickett making $7 million?
And they did just draft B.J. Raji.
J.G. wants a raise. Period! Period! If Ryan Pickett makes $7 million, I need a raise.
Dude, you're better at your job than Ryan Pickett is at his.
Thank you, Matt. Matt, all I had to do was stumble out of bed, put my shoes on, and stumble down here in a bathrobe and walk in the door, and I could take that prize from...
Boxers in a bathrobe.
I could take that from Ryan Pickett, but thank you.
The Patriots did, in fact, franchise Vince Wilfork, although Patriots owner Robert Kraft says the team is now close to a long-term deal with him.
What do you got, Pod?
Well, I'm very happy that the team is close.
And you know what? We're finally on a nose tackle discussion, Matt, about a nose tackle that can play.
Yeah, very, very good one. Absolutely can't afford to let him walk. I have a little slight theory I want to run by here, Pod, though. When everybody zigs and goes to the 3-4, does Belichick zag, go to the 4-3, lock up Wilfork.
Please don't.
And trade him. You know, let's switch. You know, let's go get where the value is. You can't get deals on those tackles anymore. You can't find 3-4 defensive ends anymore. They just traded Seymour. That front seven's kind of in turmoil. They don't have great 3-4 outside linebackers. Is it time to go against the grain?
I'll say this about that.
I'm going to say this
about
that.
They don't have any leadership on that defense anymore right now. And he's the most he's probably the guy. Well, he was a captain last year. So he would be the leader of that defense. They can't afford to lose him, even if they do go to a 4-3, which they did experiment a little bit with last season as well. But then Belichick's been experimenting with a lot of formations, a 5-2, a 1-5. He's been doing all sorts of crazy things. But I think Wilfork is still the key to that D-line.
They can't let him go.
Yeah.
If he's coming back, they're in 3-4.
Especially look at the teams in that division. Miami, the Jets. I mean, they're big time run first, physical, up the middle teams. You need to be strong up front.
I'm not buying property in Aruba to get rained on, period. Let's move on.
Sticking with the Patriots, Robert Kraft disputes the Randy Moss comments from the Associated this is coming from the Associated Press. The owner insisted that the team will pay whatever it takes to win, saying they are not cheap. Moss doesn't think he'll be with the Patriots after his contract concludes this year because he doesn't feel he's going to get paid.
Well, hey, they had his They had his time. Let me get his.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all had all 2 weeks to do y'all's talking. Let me do mine.
Mm-hmm. What you got, Pod?
I'm with Randy Moss. I don't think Randy Moss will be back at the end of his contract. He's going to want too much money.
They better bring some receivers in.
And the Patriots will pay for what it takes to win. They're just not going to pay Randy Moss his money.
You know what? I think when it's all said and done, Randy Moss, and we'll see where the salary cap is, Matt, but Randy Moss, if he plays at a high level, is going to probably break the bank on a one-year deal.
Yeah, I mean, I still think he's a declining player, though. I
know you keep saying declining, but you're not. There's a team out there that says, Randy Moss, here's $10 million for 1 year. Get me over the hump.
Yeah, right. He can still do that. I mean, who would you rather have, you know, running a nine route down the sidelines than go up and get the football? I mean, he still can do that.
I'd like to see him on the upside of Sidney Rice for a year.
Yeah. The other side, Andre Johnson.
Just get me over the hump. guarantees the other guy's going to be huge at least.
My dream scenario that's not going to happen is the Patriots go out and get themselves Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, and I know I just said he was going to be on the Vikings. So, you know what? I love seeing him on the upside of Sidney. He looks better in a Vikings uniform than Bernard Barron ever did. So
there you go. Some sad news. Former Patriots fullback and special teamer extraordinaire Mosi Tatupu passed away just yesterday in Hawaii.
Pod.
He was a great special. He was one of the first noted special teamers. Mosey's Mooses are sad today.
Yes, sure. We are.
That's Lofa's dad, right?
It is Lofa's
or
dad.
Or Uncle Smoga.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Quick slants.
The Ravens have signed wide receiver Dante Stallworth to a one-year contract. Stallworth was recently released by the Cleveland Browns after being reinstated by the NFL following his one-year suspension due to violating the league's personal conduct policy for a DUI vehicular manslaughter charge. He served 30 days in a Miami jail for striking and killing a Miami construction worker with his car while driving under the influence of alcohol. The deal is reportedly worth $900,000 with an additional $300,000 in incentives.
Well, I mean, again, he's in Baltimore, and everybody keeps telling me, does this mean Baltimore solved the receiver issue? And my take is no. I mean, he's not even, based on what they've paid him, Matt, he's not even a guarantee to make the football team. I don't think this prevents them from pursuing a Brandon Marshall, pursuing other options, pursuing bringing Derek Mason back. I mean, it's an opportunity is what it is.
Yeah, you know what? This move and the Matt Jones signing in Cincinnati are the exact same move. You know, they're both former first-round picks that never really lived up to the billing, that have a lot of ability, that are going to teams that desperately need a wide receiver, and I still consider wide receiver to be both teams' primary need today. You know, Ocho Cinco's getting older. Derek Mason is old. You can't count on either one of these teams, like you said. Maybe they might not even make the team, but they have nothing invested in them.
Nothing.
They're giving them a new shot. It's like signing Cedric Benson. Maybe it works. So I commend the signing.
Right. I like the move.
But, yeah, they got nothing to lose.
Like the move.
Quick slants.
Since you brought up Matt Jones in Cincinnati, we'll skip to that one. Adam Schefter also reports that Adam Pac-Man Jones recently worked out for the Bengals.
Of course he did.
That's about it. Was it in
Canada? Was the workout in Morgantown?
Make it rain.
Was the workout in Cincy? I know it wasn't in Aruba. I timed a couple guys. There were some fast guys down there.
Go ahead. Quick slants.
The Dolphins released Joey Porter, but due to the new confangled rules, he had to be put back on the roster. He most likely will be released on March 5th.
Yeah, he's done. Done.
Yeah. I can see somebody picking him up as a, you know.
But it's got to be.
But he's not a part-time player.
Will he play for the Matt, there's a team out there. I believe you. I believe it 100%. It's going to be up to Joey Porter to decide if he wants to take that deal, though.
Right. It's going to be slightly above league minimum. Come in here, tutor a young guy.
Going to throw a name out there. Arizona.
I was thinking them, too. But they're so old at that position.
But Matt, I don't know. They feel like they're close. I don't know.
Yeah, they like the old Steelers.
I don't know. They like the old Steelers. We'll just throw a name out there.
Quick slants.
Giants released linebacker Antonio Pierce. I've got a uni waiting for him if he's healthy.
He stinks.
Wow.
Mm. Stinks.
I'm not even going to comment.
No range anymore. Done. Stinks. Can't cover a soul.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want him.
We saw that on tape.
No good.
Quick slants.
ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter reports that former Seahawks president Tim Ruskell agrees to become the Bears' director of player personnel.
Matt.
Okay. That's fine. I don't know a whole lot about Tim Ruskell. I know he's been in the league a long time, but I can't say I have a real strong feeling with him one way or another.
I don't know where Chicago's going right now. It's kind of grab bag. I don't have a problem with it, though.
Rudderless.
Yeah, they're just out there.
Quick slants.
Adam Schefter's been busy. The Raiders, here's the story we've been talking about, active in trade talks. Raiders are open to dealing multiple players on their roster, including Pro Bowl cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah.
Maybe they're not as close as Al thought, Matt. Hey, I mean, the way he was signing players the last 2 years, he thought they were close, man.
And they were,
far.
Yeah, we're going to have a fire sale. We're going to trade all our good guys. But then we're going to sign Sebastian Janikowski to a record-setting deal because he's so instrumental to our success.
Here's the thing that is going to open up probably one of the biggest debates on ESPN Football today. I would trade for Nnamdi Asamoah. I would not give up the house. I don't know that there's a corner. And when I looked at the Giants. We watched the Giants. We watched Pittsburgh do it. We watched Indy do it. I'm not and he is the best at what he does. There's no question about it. I don't know if a shutdown corner can get me over the hump, though. Matt.
Depends what you want. You know.
He's great. But I don't know that he gets me a Super Bowl ring.
And I'm also worried, you know, how does he fit under the cap if there is a cap? You know, it's a good time to do it because there isn't a cap. He's a big, big salary.
He's great.
But the team you're hearing is the Jets. You know, think of that. You just blitz eight every time. You don't have to worry about anybody. Nnamdi, you got that guy. Darrell, you got the other guy. We're not going to play with any safeties. We're going to play with 9 defensive linemen.
Does it give me a, No. I'm going to be honest, though. Does that get me a Super Bowl title?
I don't know.
It does if you're with Darrell Revis.
Does it with Matt Sanchez at quarterback? Does it with average wide receivers and guys like Braylon Edwards that drop the ball? I'm with you. He's the best shutdown corner in the NFL. But man, I'm watching teams with very average cornerbacks win titles.
They were one game away from the Super Bowl.
I'm watching teams with very average corners win titles.
But
I get the but.
If I'm in black and gold sitting at number 18, you can have that pick for him. I'm not going to give up 2 first rounders. I'm not sure what we're talking about breaking the bank. I'm not giving up 2 first rounders for him.
I want him. I love him. He's great. He's the best shutdown corner in the NFL. Does he get me a Super Bowl title? Football Today, ESPN Football Today at ESPNRadio.com. Can you? Because you win it building it inside out.
Yeah.
That's the way
what if you're the Texans? You give up your first round pick for Nnamdi? Yeah. Steelers?
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Right.
I'm bringing up the point of if I get him, it doesn't guarantee me a Super Bowl title just because I got the best corner in the NFL.
But oh, by the way, 8 months ago, the Raiders gave up their first round pick in next year's draft for old Richard Seymour.
There you go.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Next.
Quick slants.
Staying with Oakland, former Raiders assistant Randy Hansen filed civil lawsuit against head coach Tom Cable and the Raiders. News came out the NFL will not be punishing Tom Cable for any wrongdoing in the incident, which happened to break.
Well, what happened was first he shut up and he didn't say anything because he thought he was going to get taken care of. Then he didn't get taken care of. Now he wants to talk. I mean, is that about breaking down?
Sounds like it.
Quick slants.
Vikings left tackle Bryant McKinney must pay back the NFL for his non-participation in the Pro Bowl. NFL said Friday it will require a $4,285 reimbursement from McKinney for expenses that incurred during that week in Miami. He skipped most of the team practices and obligations and was then dismissed from the NFC All-Star squad. NFL spokesman Randall Liu also said McKinney has forfeited his $22,500 game check. Liu said the league's competition committee will review the matter and determine whether additional action should be taken to deter such conduct at the Pro Bowl in the future. I hope it was worth it. It sounds like a lot of money.
I don't know where Brian went, but he wasn't in Aruba. I didn't see him. Period.
He shouldn't have been there in the first place. He stinks.
Quick slant.
Stop it!
Man, everybody stinks
Stop
today.
It!
He's no good.
Stop it, Matt.
Shouldn't be in the Pro Bowl.
Stop it.
Kidding me?
Stop it.
Our first game of the next season will be the Cowboys versus the Bengals at the Pro Football Hall of Fame on August 8th, 2010.
Mark it on your calendar. Next.
Great. Short ride.
Quick slants.
A couple of combine notes. Colt McCoy won't be throwing during the NFL combine. That's according to ESPN senior NFL analyst Chris Mortensen. He's been advised by Dr. James Andrews not to throw. You never like to hear Dr. James Andrews recommending not to do anything.
You don't want to hear his name, period. He's like a Grim Reaper.
DJA. You don't want to hear it.
Is there any quarterback healthy in this draft? They're all fragile and beat up and teased.
Not a good quarterback class.
But it's not a good quarterback class, but it has that making of... You know what? Whenever we say it's not a good class, it doesn't... It means there's a guy that's going to develop.
Oh, there could be a Brady or... Yeah, sure.
There's a Brady in the bunch.
Could be.
The Brady. I can't believe I just said that. Move on! That.
Oh, my.
The St. Petersburg Times says that Sam Weich expects Tim Tebow to have big NFL success.
I don't.
Comparing him to Montana and others.
I don't.
Oh, please.
I don't.
Don't compare him to Montana. He's like the best ever. I hate when people do that. It's like, oh, he really reminds me of Peyton Manning or Joe Montana. We're going to take him in the fourth round. Well, take him first overall then.
Well, you compare him to somebody, Matt. I got a guy in mind, so give me a guy.
Chris Cooley?
Chris Cooley, you're going tight end.
Fullback. I don't know if he can catch, though.
Well, are you going to compare him to a quarterback?
Honestly, I think he... Byron Leftwich, and with that long release, except he doesn't throw the ball as well as Byron. He's, you know, not as developed as a passer as Byron, but I could see that. Honestly, where I want him to go, I want him to go to the Colts or the Patriots in the third round, where there's no pressure on him at all for 3 years, and just work on your release, develop, work hard because you know you're going to do that, have all the intangibles. He has a strong enough arm. He's got a big body.
He can't make the throws in the Colts. Oh?
That's his only chance. Because if he goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars or one of these teams, he's going to get thrown in the mix his first year. And he's going to throw pick after pick. He's going to get fumble like crazy in the pocket. I don't think he's a good quarterback, period. But he needs to go somewhere and sit.
I was going to compare him to Byron Leftwich, too. So we agree on that.
Not Chris Cooley? John Kuhn?
It's better than Cade McNown. Next.
We got free agency. It's starting on March 5th. Adam Schefter recently posted an article on ESPN.com about the top 10 decisions that teams will have to make in regards to roster bonuses. According to his top 10, the number one decision to be made is in Cleveland with quarterback Derek Anderson, who's due a $2 million roster bonus on March 19th.
Bye. You stink.
Bye. Goodbye.
He's horrible. Bye. I wouldn't pay him $200,000. He's horrible.
But is there a team that might be willing to trade for him?
No. Maybe somebody signs if he's on the open market.
I think he's on the open market. What about Thomas Jones, Matt?
That one you keep. Just because you're the Jets, look what they did the last two off seasons. They've gone crazy with their spending. They became a Final Four team. They're clicking. I just say keep investing in the now. Bring them back. And maybe you listen to trade offers. But I don't think you let them walk for nothing. And that's not a knock on Leon Washington or Sean Green. They're loaded at the position. But they're going to run like crazy.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get hurt this year.
Where do you think, you know, here's an interesting one. Kerry Rhodes has a $2 million roster bonus coming. Where do you think the Jets, I mean, again, they were cold, he was hot late.
Yeah, I would keep him too for many of the same reasons. I still think he's a above average safety in this league. He isn't a great fit with them because he's not a killer. You know, Jim Leonard's not the biggest guy in the world either. He's not Rodney Harrison. You know, he's not that type of player. And it seems like him and Rex Ryan don't get along all that well. But in the end, I think they both need to be smart and say...
But they're okay with that, though.
Right.
I don't know that... I don't know that there's a coach out there that if you play for him, I don't know that he has to like you on Sunday as well.
Right. I don't think Buddy Ryan got along with everybody either.
Rex, you suck. I hate you. Great job on Sunday.
We got the W.
We could have that conversation on Monday if you were me and Rex Ryan.
Yeah, I think I'd bring him back.
Jamal Williams in San Diego. What do you think?
Comes down to the dock.
It's a 3-4 team again.
They need him. They're a contender. They can't go with nothing at the position.
Boy, I really thought he fell off before he got hurt.
No question.
Just a personal opinion.
No question. I just don't know how much of it was due to two different injuries. He had the one, the elbow or the arm or whatever it was, and then I think he had a knee. So I would ask him to defer to the doctors on this one. Hey, is he healthy? It's not that much to invest in the guy considering there's no cap. Bring him back for one more year. Maybe he can train your first or second round pick to be the nose tackle.
Kareem McKenzie do $1 million on March 14th, and I don't know why he was banged up. And there's a strike, and I agree with you. I think you do keep him because I think the strength of this football team is its offensive line. And boy, I they've got other holes. They don't need to create holes where there's not holes if he's healthy.
Yeah, that's the best point, I think, is you need to focus on linebacker safety, you know, in the draft and get fast there. I don't think you can be breaking in new offensive tackles, too. $1 million isn't that much, you know. I think you keep them.
Clint Portis, August 30, $500,000.
I'd say it's a tiny bonus, isn't it?
It's but really small.
He's another one that I'm not going to say anything nice about. I think he's done. Hang it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he fit in a – but he had some – okay, does he fit in a one-cut Texan uniform?
Maybe. I thought he was really bad before he got hurt this year.
Texans.
You're just looking to give the Texans somebody.
I want to get all over your bandwagon, baby.
You want to give them all the old banged up crappy guys.
You know what, though, Matt? Who do I want to give them, though?
I don't know, first round pick.
Yeah, give him a first round pick and let him develop and watch him go 8-8 and me sit here and talk about Gary Kubiak sucking and they didn't have the year.
Losing
they
had. A close game
because,
again.
Because then they can all come back and tell me that, well, their back didn't develop. I don't know. I think the team is close.
I'm not sure who the guy is. I'm with you, but
I don't know if you're with me, Houston. I'm feeling a Saints kind of vibe.
Interesting.
I'm feeling a Saints kind of vibe, H-Town. You following me?
I hear you.
You follow? I don't want to go back and repeat history.
I think they have to live for the now.
I don't want to repeat history. We know what JG said about the Saints.
Nostradamus.
Go get a back, Houston, and we'll see what JG has to say about that.
I have a question about Philadelphia here. Their cornerback, Ozelio Hansen, due $6 million.
I don't think he'll be there.
On March 19th.
I don't think he'll be there.
Yeah. That's a big buck.
That's a big, big buck.
He's not a bad player, and their secondary has issues.
You're not paying him $6 million.
That's a big buck. It might be time to pull him aside and say, hey, let's renegotiate. You're not getting $6 million, brother. You know?
By the way, breaking news, Steelers and Casey Hampton have agreed, according to sources, to a three-year $21 million deal. So it averages out to what the franchise tag, $7 million a year.
Which I think is a bargain. Yeah.
For a guy that Matt Williamson said is going to eat and get fat this offseason.
What if they don't play next year, though? How many pizzas are going to be delivered to Casey's house?
I've never heard a player get paid and dissed on this podcast.
And I'm in favor of signing them.
I want you... Eat more pizza, Casey Hampton. I mean, that's our motto.
Free agency starts on March 5th. We'll have more on free agency.
Audible's football today at ESPNradio.com.
Mailbox number, please.
Your emails with your questions.
Computer, any messages for me?
The Audible's.
First message.
We're going to skip down tier Brian.
I'm sorry I'm laughing.
Because we've already discussed most of these guys. Brian is a lifelong Buffalo Bills fan living in Sydney, Australia.
Sorry to hear that.
I love your show. What hope can you give us struggling Bills fans for the future? Our needs are so great. Where should the franchise start?
I don't even
know. Can I take this one?
Sure. Yes. I was going to speak, but go ahead.
I think they might take first in the draft next year. I think they're the worst organization in the league.
Okay.
Right there with two or three others. There's some other awful ones, obviously. But this drives me insane. Their offense is so horrendous. They need two offensive tackles, which we know don't grow on trees. Maybe you get one with first-round pick. They need at least another wide receiver now, maybe a tight end, and they absolutely need a quarterback. So that's a huge laundry list to make the offense close to respectable. Then they go and say, the defense was middle of the road, wasn't terrible, but we're going to switch to a 3-4 this year. So Aaron Schobel becomes obsolete. You have no nose tackle. So your laundry list just doubled. And you have no time to do it, and then you go hire Chan Gailey. I mean, they stink. There's no hope.
I can't even. Where would I go from there?
Who do we like on the Bills?
Matt, where would I go? Pod. Next question.
Brian adds.
I can't follow that up.
Brian adds that the chance of the NFL.
It's a JG rant.
You look at the other teams of the division, they're so far ahead.
M Dub is a rant. Now you have become a ranter on ESPN football today. when there's a rant and I look at Pod and Pod shakes his head and says, there's no follow up, you just wanted a rant. Matt, you can't see me right now. I'm shaking my head. I have no follow up.
Moved to Toronto.
Brian,
start over.
Brian adds, what are the chances the NFL brings a game down under? Less than zero, I say, but the discussion will give Matt Williamson a migraine.
I'm not even just not Matt. This is all you.
What's that, a 30-hour flight or something? Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
All right, next question. This one comes to us from Devin in Detroit. This one should be a good one, too. I'm going to skip the question about trading down from number two overall. It's very unlikely they'll find a bidder. But should they get rid of Calvin Johnson for draft position? I have heard team president Tom Lewin say he would do it if he was blown away by the offer. What would that take?
Everyone has a price, but it better be gigantic to get rid of that guy. Come on.
What is gigantic? Let's discuss.
Three first rounders?
Four?
From a bad team? From the Bills?
From the Bills. Four first rounders from the Bills.
Yeah, not from the Indy.
Let's just go with history. Roy Williams is gone, correct?
Yes.
Rogers?
Rogers gone. I don't know. Where is he? Jail.
I think he's in Canada.
Mike Williams gone? No, he's not in Canada. He's in jail. Mike Williams?
He's at the buffet line.
Okay. So let's get... I mean... The first thing that's ever worked out for this franchise in the last 6 or 7 years? Really? Yeah. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
And there's a price. There is no price.
Yeah, let's analyze the Lions roster and say positives and negatives. There's five guys that are positive, and none are more positive than Calvin Johnson.
There's no
He's
price.
Very, very special. You can't trade him unless somebody completely blows you away and gives you four starters who could potentially turn to Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
He's the man. He's special.
Alex,
don't even talk about it.
Alex says, I think I'm losing my sanity without football in your podcast.
I'm losing my sanity right now.
This is going to be another difficult offseason. I have a Cardinals question. With the very sad retirement of Kurt Warner, where do you see the Cardinals next year? Would you still have them as the favorites in the division, or are the Niners now the top dog in the West? Thanks, guys.
I'm so good with Cardinals.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Yeah, Mike, I know you joined the podcast, and I'm still going to go with the Cardinals, Matt.
They're in such a terrible division that
until somebody, you know what, even without Kurt Warner, until somebody proves them wrong, I'm going to stick with Arizona.
Have a great day. But honestly, I think they're a 6-10 team.
Well, then pick another team. Then pick another team. Give me one.
That's a thing. They might still contend in that division. They're still better than the Rams. They're better than Seattle. I'll probably pick the Niners, but they're not. I don't see them as a contender overall anymore.
Really?
Let's just say they're going to lose. They're going to lose Kurt Warner. They're going to lose Bolden. They'll probably lose Gandy, who isn't all that good anyways. They're old at the offense. They're at outside linebacker. They're going to lose Dansby. They're going to lose Roll. And I think I'm missing somebody.
And I'm with you on that. I'm with you on all that. And then that's why I'm going to stick with them, though, in the division, though, because you know what? Until somebody can unseat a bad team in a bad division, I just can't really probably, well. I'm not really ready to make my prediction yet. It's San Francisco or Arizona, but all right, today I'm going to go Arizona.
We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
I know you do.
I think it's the Niners division to lose.
It might be.
Two first round picks.
It's hard to pick another team in a bad division, though. I mean, and they're not very good either.
Last question, Ned in Connecticut. How do you see the Giants addressing the obvious need at the middle linebacker position? There's been discussion of them bringing in Carlos Dansby, but given the uncapped year that's looming, he's likely to get that money, man.
Get that money, man.
Do you see any other options out there via trade, or is the draft the most likely solution?
Draft.
Yeah, I think
draft is always the most likely solution.
Right, and maybe you get a McClain or somebody like that in the draft. But, yeah, that's an issue. They need to get much more athletic there.
Oh,
I think I expressed my feelings on Antonio Pierce earlier. Dansby would be a great fit.
They play a division that has backs to catch the ball to the backfield. They don't have a linebacker to catch it.
Felix
they
Jones,
cover anybody.
Right. Yeah, it's a big problem.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, they need to upgrade. I'm not sure who that guy is yet, but they definitely need to upgrade.
ESPN Football Today, presented by ESPN. I'm your host, Jeremy Green. Pod Vader on the other side of the glass. Pod, missed you, brother. Glad to see you.
Same.
All right. You all right over there?
I'm good. The phone's ringing, but
the phone. Forget the phone, man. The phone.
I am ignoring.
The phone is always ringing. Matt Williamson on the other side of the glass. We'll catch you back here next Thursday. What are we doing next Thursday, Pod?
You've got a whole bunch of list of free agency. We wanted to talk about free agency today, but we had way too much news.
I've got three lists of free agency. Matt, you want to join us next week?
Sure.
All right, man. I'll forward you these lists. I've got three lists for free agency.
All right.
The player list is just ultimate. It's juicy.
You won't want a good year.
You won't want to miss it on ESPN Football Today. Everyone have a great weekend. We're out here. Thanks for downloading. Back from Aruba. We're out here. See ya.
The music provided on today's show is from Mevio's Music Alley, Will Christie's Metal Mayhem. Check it out at music.mevio.com. For more football talk, be sure to check out Football Tonight, Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.